Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience, it's confidence. Purelator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filtered to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purelator. Keep it purring.
Oh, are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting?
Kristen, is it a very colorful? Sorry, you guys. I'm drunk. I'm not, but I wish I were.
I'm wearing a print. I know it's a big day for everybody.
Print.
It's a bold jacket. Thanks.
Yeah.
You know, when you buy stuff and then you don't wear it, I feel bad about it. So I have this new thing where I'm like trying to rewear everything in my closet instead of buying new stuff because we just did a home renovation and I'm trying to be a little bit more frugal. And I don't like to shop anyway. So like if I have, but this is, do you think this is like in my personality to wear this?
I think so. If, hey, weigh in. You can see this tracksuit on YouTube.
Don't say you don't it. It's going to hurt my feelings. Do not weigh in if you have something not nice to say.
No, I think it's a bold print, which I love a bold print and some people don't. And I only have one.
It's funny because I normally wear what you're wearing.
I know.
And this is very you.
Weird.
It's happening.
Brains are combining.
If that ain't true.
Also, can you please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast? Because you know what? People like our podcast, Kristen.
Yes.
I was looking at the reviews and they're okay.
Good. Rate, review, subscribe so we can keep this puppy going.
Well, I was going to say a thing about clothes, which we should maybe dive into more deeply at some other point. But like, I just don't like anything.
Oh, I hate everything.
I have been online. The trends are what I wore in the 90s, but I had a very different body back then. And so
I think somebody saw our crop top video and got mad and went the other direction.
More.
Made more and made them shorter. At stores that I could generally trust, like Madewell.
You can
where I
fuck
could go
right
in,
off then.
I used to be able to go in and go, you know what? I kind of like Madewell because they're kind of trendy, but their stuff fits me, and it's not just for size zero. And I walked in, and every shirt's a freaking crop top. And I was like, you got the memo.
They ought to make shirts. If they're going to do that, they should make them sort of like those Roman blinds, you know?
Where you can decide
what level to put your shirt at. Because, hey, then you don't have to buy multiple.
Mine will go down to my knees.
Yeah.
They'd be like, it's too short on one end.
Kristen has been known to wear a t-shirt that she thought was a dress.
I honestly did. And I've never seen my friend Jen look at me with such concern.
Maybe
it felt awful short.
Yeah,
I had bought it. It said it was a shirt dress. And I put it on. And I was like, I'm fairly certain this is just a shirt. And then I answered the door in it. I did go out in public in it. And I was
God.
And then I saw Jen and I saw her face and I looked at her and I said, this is just a shirt, isn't it? And she goes, yeah.
100%.
And I was like, I regret picking up my kids from their school. I went to Ralph's. I did some.
Hope you didn't bend over.
Well, you know, like I'm wearing a solid underpants.
You were smuggling a teddy bear out of the area, is what I thought.
Oh, God.
No, she wore big underpants.
I did wear big underpants.
Well covered.
I was fully covered. I'm just saying, like, I even saw myself going, like, I think I did this wrong.
That's right. I know. Yeah. I can't do the t-shirt dress anymore unless it's the one that's really long.
We're off track. Let's not talk about clothes.
Well, we're talking about trends, but it's kind of...
It's a different trend, you guys.
We're talking about different trends.
Okay.
Okay.
Jen and I keep having this conversation. I'm like, we got to take this to the podcast.
That's right.
All of these social media trends right now, there's some that we really love and some that I literally hate.
Yeah.
Like, I can sit and listen to a baby laughing.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
You put a compilation of that together of just babies laughing. At the end, I'm sort of hysterically crying.
Yeah.
But through the journey, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Like that sweet dog stuff.
Oh my God. Those like golden retriever that we might have started following. I can't handle it.
But those make me happy. God, I also love like the ones that's celebrating friendship where the girls like turn around bright eyes and they sit back to back, and every time it says that they turn around, they have to like roll on their back with a glass of wine in their hand and then sit back up.
Oh my God.
Those,
why are we not doing
I know.
That?
I always send them to you, and I'm like, we
I
should
love
be doing
Bonnie
this.
Tyler.
Yeah. That stuff is great. If you want me to literally start sobbing like you've never seen me cry, I'll tell you, number one, with a bullet at the very top of my list, when a person tries on glasses that stop them from being colorblind.
Oh, God.
When they wear, I can finally see color glasses, and they all say the same thing. Everyone is feeling joy. They have all pitched in for these expensive sunglasses, and they put them on, and they look at this thing of balloons, and then they cry, which
kills me. And what do
they
say?
They say, is this what you see all the time?
Great. Now I don't have to watch it because I know.
Peace out. Oops, shite. Those get me every time. Which ones do you like?
Oh, God. Well, besides dog videos, which I have to say if there's a million of them in our feed, I am responsible for it. We share social media, you guys. So we know what the other one's looking at basically at all times.
Oh, man, I see one guy doing a hot dance for too long, and I'm trying to, like, get rid of it. I'm like, oh, no, it's picked up our FYP page. And my son got on my TikTok, which he got in trouble for, and looked himself up they do like a basketball stats thing.
Yeah.
And he tried to look himself up, and now it's all junior high basketball on our FYP.
Oh, God, darn it. Okay.
I have to apologize.
Well, I'll erase
it.
I'll fix it tonight. Like, here's one of my favorite things. AITA. Do you know what those are? Am I the Asshole? Where people will post like a situation.
Oh my God.
And that's the subject is AITA. And then they post the situation. And you can tell if somebody's like done nothing wrong, or you can tell when they're like really
on the fence about it.
Or being fair about it. You know, like here's what this person did, here's what I did, who's right, who's wrong. And people weigh in with some really like good perspectives. And I never weigh in, but I saw this one.
Jen's like, I've had two glasses of Chardonnay, and that is not your fault, Doreen.
Yeah. This guy posted, and I'm not going to give all the right information, and I'm not going to read it because it was too much, but I posted a response that I thought was pretty, like, benign. It got people – and I posted just as myself. I wasn't like, I mom so hard, verified or whatever. So he posted how he was newly married, sounded like he was in his 20s. He made like $160,000 a year. She made like $85,000 a year. And he had saved all this money to put down on a house, and she hadn't. And he's like, she really likes nice things. She's really like buys things for herself. And I don't want to buy a house with her because I don't think she's very frugal. And all I said was, I hope you keep score like this in every part of life. Good luck to you.
Oh, my God. That's going to start a fire.
It, people got so pissed off. But the thing that, like, this, the first comment that got a lot of responses, and I have to say, I think it had to come from a bunch of people who were not married. I did not get on there and fight with anybody because they said, like, hey, a marriage is a partnership. It's a, they should be fair. He's just recognizing that she's not frugal. And I want to be like, okay, I hope he never gets sick. I hope he never gets laid off. I hope she's never the breadwinner. I hope it's not, they don't have kids because if she has to stay home, he's going to be keeping score and they're going to be divorced soon.
That's the bigger issue. Yeah. Is the keeping score. I love God. That. Those kind of questions really confuse me and I don't weigh in because I'm always convinced I'm going to accidentally like go live and I'll be like laying with like four chins and just my bra, which is how I generally view TikTok.
Well, it's so fun. Like usually most of them, again, look them up. It's just called AITA.
I'm going to look those up.
People have like good arguments on both.
Yeah.
But there's some like that one where I was like, there's not a freaking good other this side
just
makes, of this.
You're just trying to sound like
you're
not being—
meet her before you got married.
That's what I say. Like, none of this should be after the fact.
No.
It was never, when I met my husband.
Let me tell you what, a guy who's cheap is not, he's going to be cheap with the orgasms too, you guys.
Look,
not
he
his
doesn't
own,
deserve
but
one. Is that what it's not? He's going to have to pay for it one way
Nothing
or the other.
Will dry right up more than a guy who leaves exactly 15%.
That guy's not getting any action from me, I'll tell you right now. God. I mean, if my husband wants to get action, he'll leave 25% and change his attitude, and then maybe. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other trends that I really like because I tell you about them all the time, or I send them to you all the time. Can I tell you some that I hate?
Oh, sure.
Do you want to get into that? Or?
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to have my phone up the whole time because I do screenshots of this because I'm like, I'm going to tell Kristen about this. And then I never do it because I'm 9 bazillion years old,
I guys. Communicate in links. I've become that person. I will send just a link and not any kind of conversation. And if you love me and you know me, you will know why I'm sending that to you. I just found one that Jen was talking about, the guy that said, the comedian who said fettuccine Alfredo is not real Italian food. And Jen went to the place where they, didn't you go with your husband or you told me about it?
Yeah, we talked about it on a podcast and it was like
and
the
I
best
found that
thing
and I was like,
eaten.
I'm sending this to Jen. Good thing I've been wasting 2 hours of my day online.
Yeah. Kristen, have you noticed all of these crazy pages that I've made us follow in the last?
On Instagram?
Yeah. Are you mad?
I'll unfollow them if I don't like them.
Well, I'll unfollow yours if I don't like
they're
yours.
All top of shelf mine.
No, they're
all pop.
They're like people you went to school with.
I have one. Who
I
else?
Don't know, but
and it's somebody you like
your
and she
neighbors.
Doesn't post. My neighbors? Who?
I don't know. Let's see if we're following them, Mel Kristen.
Jen followed. We share it on Instagram. She followed her dance studio that her daughter took class from for 2 weeks, and they posted every 18 seconds. I was like, Jesus. So I like unfollowed it, and I'm so I want to unfollow all of the housewives, but she won't let
Well,
me.
We do follow a couple of them, but they don't. I don't think they pop up that much.
They
I
do.
Go to my personal
you know,
when I want to deep dive all that.
The but ironic part is the one that I like is the one that posts the most. And I'm like, but I'll unfollow her. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, I did have us follow these. I love this design style that's called maximalist.
Oh, yeah. That's different.
Which I would
like
say your jacket
design.
Kind of is maximalist.
I agree.
But it's also like people will post like pictures of their house and be like, what should I do with this room or this wall to like – and it's
I
fun
like those.
You get,
that's different.
You get like a whole bunch of people that like chime in to like say what they should paint it. And it's really exciting when you have an idea. Like this
– You like engagement.
I do.
You like to like.
Yeah, I do.
They're like. Whoosh,
whoosh, yeah, I do.
Reeling you in.
But I did. Can I just say I had this one idea and I thought it was really good. There was a room that was way too orange and I was like, how about you add something really pale pink?
Ooh.
Like a bookshelf or like a cabinet or something.
Fun. To, and like, what'd they say?
People liked it.
Okay, great.
And then the other one was this, like, somebody in the Midwest had moved into, like, one of those 90s construction houses with, like, it had, like, the chair rail and all that kind of stuff. And, like, I think it had hardwood floors, but it had, like, wooden, like oak wood up at the ceiling and like a ceiling fan. And the mom posted it and said, my daughter wants to do something that's like sort of maximalist or dramatic for her living room. What would you do with this?
Jen was like, smoke coming off of her fingers.
A dark, matte blue everything. Floor to ceiling, all of it. The whole, even the, like paint the chair rails, everything. And then get a new fixture. Lot of likes, you guys. Lot of likes.
I can party with that a little bit.
Right? It's so, I see that in magazines a lot.
I know. I do like it. It just has to be the right color for me. Otherwise, my eyes are like.
That's what I look at when I don't want a parent or like my daughter's got to do her 20 minutes of read aloud. I lay next to her and I'm like.
And I say, I'm going to go work. And I lay down and I look at.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Specifically, I love interior design on TikTok. I like reels. When I say TikTok, it's because I'm swiping through like reels, whereas Instagram, I think in pictures and which is fine. But I think there's some of these trends that I hate. Well, let me say one that I thought was.
I got a love hate one too.
I've got a love hate one. Now I'm going to say it wrong. What was the one with the McDonald's shake with the purple shake?
Oh,
with the Grimace
shake? Grimace
shake.
Okay. Yeah.
It was so twisted. But I'll tell you, I wanted to do it, and I didn't realize they were done.
What was the, like, challenge?
The challenge, basically, brilliant idea. Whoever the 22-year-old working for McDonald's that came up with this is a genius. So basically, like, you drink the Grimace shake, and you're like, I don't get what's so great about it. And then the next cut is, like, the Grimace guy killed you, basically, right?
No.
So you're – but it's all purple. So it's all, like, they get the Grimace shakes and, like, put it all over there. So McDonald's just got nothing but free advertising.
They're geniuses.
It was – so Finn told me about the Grimace shake challenge. And he doesn't have a phone. He's – we do our best, but, like, he sees shit on the bus. And I was like, Finn, this feels – you know what? I don't like the tone of this, but if we were going to do one, I would want to incorporate our Ring app. So then I started – figuring out how we were going to do one, and then it was over. So I didn't want to be behind the ball. But that's one of those where I'm like, oh. It is, some of them inspire creativity, which I really like.
Yeah.
Like, I love, oh, my God, the one on TikTok where the girl's like, if you don't come home from the bars and immediately shower, then, like, what are you doing?
Oh, I love those.
And it cuts to, like, one woman is literally laying in her bed on top of her McDonald's.
Yeah.
The other one is, like, calling ex on the phone. Like, the other one's listening to Celine Dion just hammered. It makes me so happy.
My husband's obsessed with it. He always sends these to me. There's this TikTok trend where somebody will record somebody doing something athletic very poorly.
Yes.
And then it cuts to, Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne. Like, they're just doing, like, they're doing nothing unimpressively. And he's like, this is all I want to do is watch these, like, all day long. I get really sucked into, and, like, once you start watching them, they keep coming up. People's recovery stories, guys.
Oh, it's, God.
Because they
deep
really,
dive.
God, it really does, like, make you feel good afterwards. They're like, here's where I was, like, hardcore into drugs or whatever.
Oh, that
and then
one where,
like,
there's
shows them in the park with their kids and they're like happy and sober and I'm just like wrecked.
There's
wrecked,
or
you guys.
The worst ones are that it's this guy, he's really famous and I'm going to say it wrong, but it's this a single person in a room with like backlit and they're like tweaking out and he's like, it's like a five-parter and I'm like, I just need to know. I know it doesn't end happy. I'm just going to watch all five parts of this to make sure.
Oh my
Joe,
God, but does it end happy?
No.
Oh shit. No. Oh God.
And
no. See, I don't want to watch that.
I can't tell you the number of true crime things I've seen. Like it's just, it's an ugly deep dive. And then I try to find happy stuff to make me not to feel like I have like a happy shower after I watch The Darkness.
I'm trying to find Halloween stuff. And like you said, it's like not, I'm not seeing it. Except
I know.
There's this one bitch. And may I say.
Oh boy.
That blonde lady that has like this big ass house in like
big
Texas
ass.
Or something like that. And she does everything I've ever wanted to do decorating wise. And she looks really pretty and skinny.
It look so easy. Here's my problem with some of those things. Like when people are like, I didn't want to pay full price for these, put these new shelves in my kitchen. So I learned how to do it myself. And then the edits are like, boop, boop, doop, doop. And it's fast. And it's like, they're showing how they took the shelving out.
Yeah.
And then what I did is I got, and then it looks, and then they do the reveal and it's gorgeous. I would like them to include the fight they got in with their husband when they first came up with the idea or the 17 hours it took them to figure out how to use a miter saw. Like
yes,
I need a little bit of truth because I look at that and I'm like, yeah, great. Like, we just spent our savings on a freaking renovation because I can't figure out how to do anything.
Nothing irritates me more either than when people are like, everybody said give up on this piece of furniture or whatever. And it's like, you know, by the roadside.
You don't say that to Jen Smedley. She never gives up on a piece of furniture.
Not only do I not give up on a piece of furniture, they redo it. They redo all this stuff.
Always.
And I liked it better when they picked it up on the side of the road.
There is a little truth in that.
It's sometimes I'm like, you just made it worse.
Also, I just want to see it like up close.
Yeah, because it could look like
bitch.
Total
I'm like,
shit.
Look, you know, from a distance, sure, that credenza looks great, but up close, I'm gonna be like, that's construction paper.
I don't like the beige. All the young moms.
I know. Jen does not like sad beige.
There are so many moms that are doing this like beige baby room. And I'm like, why do you hate your baby?
Yeah,
they
know.
They can't see that color.
Hey,
that color
I had a
doesn't
monkey
even
on
exist
my
in
wall.
Their spectrum. I know.
I know.
It's literally like it looks great
and
on you.
Everything looks like a waffle print.
Yeah.
Like everything, every baby's like in a waffle print. I'm like, if you don't have a standard onesie that says daddy's number one guy and it has like a truck on the front, I don't know what you're doing. Cause that's all I got was like,
I don't know who your mom is.
Cutest little monkey.
Yeah. All my mom ever bought for me was like absolutely like
an 8-pack
a dog
from
driving
Target.
A spaceship kind
totally.
Of shirt. And I was so happy to get that. By the way, you got a nice white couch. I don't believe you have a baby unless there's shit on it somewhere.
Yeah. That
really
should
don't.
Look now like cow print.
Absolutely.
At this point.
There should be red wine
everywhere,
all the way across.
I know,
it.
And I think some of that stuff is a little what we sort of work against. Sometimes I feel like that's the shit that's like so frustrating is those videos that sort of you think you're watching something authentic, but what you're seeing is not. And then you think you're supposed to be at that level, like even the cooking videos. I'm like, okay, but. You went to culinary school. Like, you have this is clearly not just a regular person cooking. You can find those on TikTok. I've learned so much about cooking because I can get on there and I use TikTok like Google and I'll say like, why is an egg important in baking? Or why, like, seriously, I'm like, do you guys know?
It holds everything together.
I did not know that.
Oh, you could, and you can
but
use.
But that's also with like panko crumbs and all that shit. Like, I didn't know you couldn't just use olive oil or like, I am really learning, but I feel like if I feel
Which
like
is
this,
why you want to put egg into like lasagna sometimes.
Yes, like, onto the top with the cheese. You mix it with so that it.
Ooh, with the cheese?
Yes, so
oh,
that
see,
it.
See, I just learned something. I got to get on TikTok.
When you put it on the broiler.
Yeah. I always wonder, how do you get the noodles from baking? I just always apologize about my lasagna. Now I know.
Yeah. I mean, those are the things I like. But sometimes when I stumble on stuff that like, especially I feel the most, and you, I think, agree, I feel the most sympathy and empathy when I see these videos of like, I'm in the hospital, I'm in labor, and they're beautiful. And then, you know what? We just left the hospital and they're thin again or they're seem fine. And, I wasn't fine.
No.
I feel like, come on. Not that you have to show warts and all, but it's like.
We like to. That's kind of why we started doing, my mom still had the videos in the beginning was because we didn't look like all the social media stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there will be like the backlash like there was on the TikToks, but like all the young people are doing it now. And I don't know if they're not like secure enough or something to show all the, you know,
well,
the dark
I
side
think
or what.
I think there's a sense of humor out there because there's this woman. She kind of has it coming. I don't know how to say it any other way. She's wearing this like sad beige dress with like, it looks very expensive and she's very haughty and she's got a little baby. And she's like, every day I get up and I make sure that I look beautiful because the day is better when you look beautiful. And she's holding this perfect baby in this beautiful house that looks like in the middle of Utah. They have tons of money. And because you can clip in, you know, you can duet, which is like cut in.
Stitch your work.
And it's this woman, it was so awesome. She's like literally like there's like barf in her hair and she's just deadpan looking at the camera. And then she just like wipes her nose and you can see like the babies on her boob. Like it's like, I believe the
that
world.
I love.
If you don't, if you're making content, it's kind of like, and it's like that and you don't allow for comment. I'm like,
Yeah. Is there a way to not allow people to
sit? I've done it one time on accident.
God, you guys, I'm 95. I don't know how stuff
works.
Well, just
one time I turned them off on this reverse card video on accident. But normally you and I are like, hey, man, we're putting it out there for people to see.
Yeah. And people, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm going down the ones I hate.
Okay. See, this is, and I'm not negative Nancy.
I'm not either.
I think that my social media trends that I like kind of follow what I like in media in general.
Yeah.
Like I like something where I learn something.
Yes.
And
tutorials.
I like to see, yeah, like pretty stuff, you know, that kind of thing. But like I don't, okay, you say what you were going to say because I'm.
Well, in addition to that, I do feel like on some level, the advent of TikTok and also Reels on Instagram has given people that we normally wouldn't hear from and see a voice. And so there's like this creative, like you get this POV from people that I think is very interesting. And I think if you're a mom somewhere and you have things to say, doing it in your own funny way, I think there should be more
great
of that.
That but I love. I don't love the idiots.
I don't love the idiots.
I hate the idiots
so much. Some of it is just perspective. But like one of the trends that I hate so much right now, I never thought it was funny. I didn't giggle at any of them. I thought it was mean from the start is the ones where the mom cracks the egg on the little kid's head. Have you seen this?
Yes, now, and I hate it.
I hate it. I knew like—
But I don't— How? Where did it start?
I don't know how it started. Okay. And there's a part of me that wonders if it started as like an impulse moment that was caught that was funny and the mom posted it not knowing that it would become a trend because then it became this intentional trend to put your kid on camera and then put it, crack an egg on their head and put it in the bowl and they're caught unaware and they look at you like, first of all, they know they're on camera. Second of all, they look at their parent like, why would you do that to me? I know that I'm probably over talking it, but I'm sorry, Britney Spears weighed in and she was like, that kind of shit happened to me all the time. And I think we can all look at Britney Spears' Instagram and we can just say, we're all worried about her. We don't look at her dancing in those circles.
That trend.
Everybody looks at her like, I hope you're okay.
Let's not leave Britney alone anymore, people.
Nope,
I feel like
we've left Britney too alone.
Yeah, we need to step in and make sure that she's okay.
I 100% agree with that. And I'm sure there's going to be pushback on that opinion.
You know what? That's fine.
Then come at us.
That's fine. I mean, that's a whole other.
I wish I could go knock on her door and just say, stop with the camera, or like, let's get you some help. Like,
I mean,
to me, it's a cry for
help.
If
you're looking at her going like she's her best self, I don't understand you.
I agree. But back to that.
Egg cracking.
Oh boy, how Midwest did I just go?
Egg cracking.
To me, it's such a—
It's bullying,
it shouldn't be funny.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I think it's also the lowest common denominator of funny because if you're hurting someone or doing something at their expense, it's a low common denominator of funny.
I've not seen one that's funny. And I don't know, like, is the idea that the kid is, like, just taken aback by it? Because all the ones I've seen, I feel like the kid has their feelings hurt.
I agree.
So I can't laugh at that. Like, none of them have seemed funny to me. Now, if a kid took the egg and, like, slammed it in the mom's face, I might laugh at that.
Yeah, because that seems fair. But that's not what they do. They go, that hurt, or that was not funny, or I don't like that. Or
they're confused.
Yeah, I'm like,
feels like a trust thing. I can tell you right now, if I'd done that to my daughter years ago, I would still be hearing about that probably nightly. Probably because they're really good at remembering that shit and bringing it up. Because the apple
takes one egg
and
then it's a freaking mouth tattoo.
Oh my God. Speaking, okay, not tattoos, but listen.
Are we going off the rails?
We're not going off the rails, okay. But I do have to say there is this trend about, and I'm sure it comes up because I click on them like, what the hell? That are like, thank you for doing blah, blah, blah while I was in prison. And I see them so much that I'm like, how many people are in prison? Like, is that—
thank you for like watching my kid while I'm in prison.
Watching my child when I was in
prison. One of those. What are you looking at?
Or like, oh my God, it's crazy. Like, this is like women and men do
it.
Okay,
maybe I did watch one. I did.
Okay, that's why I'm seeing them, Kristen.
Now, there was a documentary.
I'm so confusing, and I'm like,
women in doing hard time. Okay, oh, maybe I did watch that one late night and it did pick up on our FYP. I will grant you that. It was a 6-part series. I felt like the girl that broke out, that she was smug and arrogant, but the rest of them were lovely. Just
call me insensitive. I don't want to know.
I
don't want to know. I can watch those intervention videos and feel okay, but I watch those and I'm like, is she going to be all right?
No,
I'm going to have to follow her and worry about her forever.
They're
now
on death row. I keep cruising the lens. They're on death row.
Okay, no, you're watching different ones because I'm watching ones where they're out of prison and I'm like, this beautiful girl's going to show me how to do makeup, except that she might have like a teardrop tattoo or something.
Okay.
Which is, it's this like thank you letter to whoever, like her baby daddy's girlfriend who watched the baby while she
was. Okay, well, now I'm looking those up. That's going to make me cry.
It's a whole thing. Yeah.
That feels like a thing.
It makes me worry. I know that I'm old enough to probably be like the girl's mom.
Yeah.
And that's probably why it's very hitting me close to home.
Different.
But I can't tell you how many of them I've seen. There's
that's
so
crazy,
many.
I don't think I've ever seen one. Okay, I did watch the documentary, but that was not my fault.
No, that's
that was
just
different.
Learning stuff.
I'll tell you another one. This one's not going to – this is one I don't like. This one I don't either. And I know that they are popular and I understand, but let me just say, I cannot handle nor do I like the videos of servicemen surprising their children at school or in public places and it being recorded for that reason. It's a private moment. I feel like it's manipulative towards the kid. Like, you're going to give that kid – he or she is already having, like, an emotional response in front of their classmates, and now you're going to do it – you're going to put it on camera and you're going to post it. Like, it's a private thing. I don't like that. I don't like them when they bring him out at NFL games. I don't like – I just feel like they're servicemen they deserve time with their family. Also, I always think about
surprise
production.
Surprise the kid in private,
yes,
too.
I think about the – like, he's home from Iraq or Afghanistan, and he gets, like, 3 days home. He's spending six of those hours in production.
How long are you hiding him?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't like him. I've never liked him.
You know, a kid one that I really do love, and I could really cry about this, but I won't think about it while I speak, is when they have those videos where kids are like, I was in foster care for like 511 days, and today's the day that I was adopted. And sometimes they have like the judge, like they have the whole
thing.
What
are you doing to me right now?
I have chills all over my body right now, but they're so good too, because plus I think it really makes – like, if I were younger or something, I'd go foster. Like,
well,
really
now
is
more than ever, because there are rules and laws against posting your potential foster kid.
You can't until you're adopted, right?
You can't until you're adopted.
Yeah.
But I think the journey being talked about and being more honest does put eyes on kids who you forget. Yeah. Like, there is this idea that, like, once they're past a certain age – they're not adoptable. Like, that's kind of the notion. And so there's all these kids in foster care that need homes that are lovely, sweet children that just don't have anywhere to go. And in the most adopting parents want a infant.
Right.
And so when you see what a 10-year-old looks like or a 12-year-old looks like, I'm like, all right, I'm going to bring a bus and all of you are going to come home with me.
Yep,
and
that's right. Get in the car, kids.
There's nothing that a bunk bed can't solve.
I could be pulling this out of my ass, but I feel like...
If that's a trend, let me know.
No, that's...
Could be.
It's going to show up on our
content.
Feed now, you know? I thought that I read that Sia, the musician, like...
I think she just got a facelift is what I saw, but go ahead.
She adopted like a 15-year-old.
There's a couple celebrities. So did...
I love that. I love that.
Gosh, now I'm going to blank on her name. Gorgeous. I think she's
you
like...
you can't think of her, I'll never be
Puerto Rican from... I could be saying that wrong. She's from New York. And, she's gorgeous. God, what's her name? She's very private about it. She adopted like a 14-year-old. I'll think of her name. But it was... She's... was really careful about how much she discussed. But I guess
man,
so
those
that's
kill
the,
me though. They those, kill me.
Oh,
like those. There's another kid one. There's like PS22, those choirs of kids that sing songs are so. I could just watch those all day.
Yeah. Those get me.
The public schools from New York.
Yes.
Isn't that what PS stands for?
Yeah. Public School 22.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Any of so those. Much. It's like, look, I'm a fragile little flower. That's why I think TikTok is meant for my brain, because I can swipe, watch something about a serial killer, swipe up, learn how to make a casserole, swipe up, see a hot guy roping a bull, swipe up, learn about a microbe.
Let me just give a little tip though. If you are doing TikTok, is fast. It's a fast medium. If you say, these are what my cabinets looked like before we decided to redo them.
Yeah.
Don't show me taking the screws off the cabinets.
Nope.
I just want to see that kitchen end looking
game.
Beautiful, okay?
End game.
I don't need to go through the whole process of, I don't care how you tape shit off.
Yep.
I'm not trying to learn anything.
In a before and after, I'm way less about the before and way more about the after.
100%.
I need a quarter of the before.
If they make you sit through it and you're like 30 seconds in, like...
Although... I am such clickbait for those moments of like, oh shit. Have you ever seen, remember that show, Switching Places? Am I saying
Trading
it right?
Places.
Trading Places.
Oh my
where
God.
The woman
Did
doesn't
I
like
send it?
It
to you? I just,
oh
it
God.
Just came up in our
She feet. Doesn't like it. She doesn't like it. She goes, what the hell?
Oh God. Okay.
She hates it.
I saw another one. I know you love that one. I saw another one and it was with Mindy, the cute like little host,
yeah,
you know, that
yeah,
was like a
yeah.
little Broadway singer or whatever. This woman goes, I'm going to need to leave right now. And like very slowly and dramatically walked off. And I was like, everybody's tired. It's been a long 48 hours. We know that that's part of it. But if you cannot, who is the person who cannot be polite in front of the cameras? Like what kind of
I
a
love
sociopath
that she
can
exists.
Do that?
I will watch that shit and bloopers from The Office, bloopers from anything. Like,
oh,
just to see somebody
yeah.
that, like, is in a moment, like, lose their shit. I can't. If there was an entire series on just the bloopers from The Office, I would be so happy because I love all of those people. But even just bloopers from, I'm such a bad person. Like, have you seen the one where the guy gets caught on a piece of ice and he just can't correct? And he like runs in place
those.
For like 2 minutes in an effort just not to fall. So all he's doing is he's like moving forward, moving backward. You think it's fake. But then when you watch it, you're like, this guy is dying on this one patch of ice. And I cry. But the video that I laugh the most at, again, and this is like going to go against my egg rationale, but I'll say it because A, it's... two adults, so it's consenting adults. It's two adults. But one of my favorite videos is
now
when they tie
the stuff.
A water bottle
oh,
to
yeah.
the ceiling fan, and husband and wife are standing there, and the ceiling fan bonks you, the water bottle bonks you on the head. And so what does wife do? She leans down because she thinks, I don't want to get bonked. And dad just stands square in the middle and constantly
tries
goes,
to dodge
oh,
it.
Oh, oh,
tries.
Oh, and I can't. Keep my shit together. It makes me laugh so hard, which is probably counter to what I just said about the eggs. I stand by it.
So my favorite page probably besides ours is Drunk People Doing Things.
Oh my God.
And I...
Oh, you and I both.
It hits this childish part
of me.
It
kills Jen.
I die. I will watch the same one like 15 times because I sort of feel like you deserve it. Like, we all know when
what
we drink
like,
too much, if we deserved it.
Like,
we
the
knew.
Two that, like, can't, that fall in the bush, like, real slow.
Oh, my God. I love it so much. How
we will like be on the road, and Jen will pull that up, and it will come on. And I know that it's that account because she cackles and laughs so hard and then rewatches it.
I don't know why. It's because just when you think it's terrible, it gets worse. Like there was one I made my husband watch like again and again with me where, oh, I got another one. Okay. Where this guy's stumbling through a public restroom and you can see he's like pinballing against the wall to the sink, and then he starts falling just as somebody opens the door to the bathroom. And this guy opens the door to the bathroom and barfs on him.
Oh, I saw that one.
Oh my God. I was like, how? I wasn't seeing that. I did not know that that was going to happen. But
I'll watch it over and over.
Okay, here's another thing that will change your life. If you haven't watched these videos and you need to laugh, you have to watch these. And those are the videos of people doing those like bungee cord, like freaking, where they like get launched in this ride and it's like a bungee and there's two of them together and one like goes completely, like they pass out because it's so scary.
And then they wake up
and they go, and then they're out again. And then they're like, and it's always like this big burly man that you think is not going to get scared of anything. And his arms are just like flailing and around his like body is like.
I cry.
There's never a disappointing one.
Never.
Like there are ones that are the funniest thing
you've ever seen. The one where the bird hits the girl's face?
No!
She's on one of those slingshots and a bird comes and hits her face and you see like her eyes look wily. She's like, she's so scared.
She'll knock you out, yes!
She's so scared.
Yeah,
she's so scared by the slingshot, but then this bird hits her in the face and her eyes are like, they don't even look human. They look like an owl. Like they get super wide and she's like, doesn't know what to focus on.
You guys, it's so great because people will like pass out and I think not know that they passed out.
It's fantastic.
Or they'll like pass out and they know it, but they're trying to be cool to the person.
I'll tell you right now, you do
them.
Not want me on one of those rides.
Oh God, no.
Yeah, it'd be over with.
I know.
I feel like
you would like grab my arm.
Oh yeah.
Hang on.
I'd be
to
so
the point
mad
it
at you.
Snapped. I know. I don't want to do that. I did back when I don't know if they still have this thing, but they used to have on the top of the Stratosphere in Vegas one of those things that launches you up and drops. And as I was going down, like the falling part of it, I was like, this isn't fun. This feels like dying. This is not fun. I don't want to do
that. I'll tell you what part of that I would have figured out the second I looked up. I would have been like, I'm going to go play blackjack, dummies.
Yeah, they don't let you drink while you're doing it.
Carnies in Vegas to slingshot me through the air? No, thanks.
I'm a very trusting person.
No, she did the – no, absolutely not.
I have a funny mom box to share with you. This – should make Kristen very happy.
Oh.
She loves this kind of thing. And it's from Michael B. Okay.
A boy?
A boy. You've listened. Okay. I'm not a mom. I'm not a dad. But I listened to your book on Audible. I was searching for something funny for my long commutes. And your audiobook has the most stars. So besides the book being hysterical, it gave me even more appreciation for my mom and other moms. I work at Lowe's and there are a lot of kids having tantrums. We've all been there, right? Okay. I used to think, ugh, why? Now I just laugh, try to entertain the kids, and tell them about you and your book. Today, I was waiting for a prescription at CVS and noticed a mom with a sick almost 2-year-old. The near toddler kept saying, I want a car. The mom picked up her son's prescription, and I told her, whatever you do, don't go down that aisle. There's cars there. She just said, good call, smiled, and walked away. That was good enough for me. You're literally changing people's lives, ladies. Keep it up.
I love him so much.
Oh my God,
I know. Him a sweatshirt.
Mike B, I know, message us. Will you PM us if you're listening to the podcast and we'll send you all kinds of
I'm going to go to wherever he works
tickets.
At Lowe's and I'm going to buy something.
Yeah.
Give him a commission.
I know.
What
I love
sweetheart.
It.
Sweetheart. That's so
the
nice.
Nicest message ever.
Reading that book on, you know, we've had such an awesome, crazy last, like, what, 7 or 8 years?
It's been insane.
Like,
yeah.
It's been insane. And one of those things that came up that, like, I don't think you and I mean, it wasn't outside of our ability. It just never was like something I think that we both ever thought would happen. And that was a book.
Yeah.
And I remember like when the idea was presented to us, we were like, oh, of course. Yeah, this makes Yeah, we can do this. We can. We're both writers.
We always say words.
We'll put them on the page. And then, so then we had, you know, we had these chapter assignments and we literally were writing it while we were making our kids' dinners. We were writing it on the road.
And when they pitched it to us, they're like, somebody else can write it for you. We were like, no, we're going to write it.
I think they panicked when they heard that. They were like, wait, what?
And we also felt like, but the people who listen to us will know us.
Yeah.
They'll know our voice too if it sounds disingenuous or not us. Like, had no desire to get.
I was like, I don't know if you know us, but if it's easy, we're not going to do it. We're going to make things as hard as possible.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah.
We'll write our own book.
Yeah.
So we ended up writing the book and then it hit New York Times bestseller, which I felt like was literally like winning
crazy.
An award.
It was
the coolest. And then
I don't know why I don't drop that more often in arguments, but I don't, but I should.
I know.
Right.
Also, our husbands have never read the book, and the entire foreword
My
is dedicated
husband has,
to them.
And you know what? He liked it.
Colin has not, but he says he has, and he says he liked it.
Well, you know what?
I've
bought him multiple books that he has not read.
100%.
I don't understand. I was just about to give him one about.
Well, he'll read those.
No, he won't, because I gave.
Well, he didn't want to read the one that was about feelings, but he'll read anything that's like boring and nonfiction.
All right.
It's your guys' wheelhouse.
That's what I was going to get for him.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying this read, I can tell you.
It should look like stats, and then he'll be like, riveted. But I remember when we did the audiobook, you and I were both so surprised at how emotional reading the book was.
God,
like when I talked about my Aunt Lois or I talk about, you know, my mom or Brandy or anybody, you're like in front of strangers in a booth by yourself, and you're like, I need a minute. And I don't like to cry in front of strangers, so.
She doesn't like to cry. She will punch a hole through a wall.
Yeah, but there was no wall. There was just a music stand. I was like,
It was all soundproofed. You'd hurt your hand. You don't
You'd hear yourself kind of start to cry, and you're like, cool it off.
At one point, I was like gripping the podium where they have the book for you to read, and they were like, are you okay? And I'm like, absolutely not. I am not okay. I would like a break. Yeah.
So. But then the lady working there really liked Jen and was like into woo-woo. Like you guys were like,
she just saged me.
Feelings.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to go across the street, get some Irish whiskey. I'll be back.
Exactly.
But it was such a neat experience. I forget that the book is out there. I forget. We need to tell people that
I know,
more. It's really freaking cool. I have one.
Yeah.
What the hell, man? It should not just be holding
Kristen
up our microphones.
I always would say she'd be like, what if we got on a plane and there was some guy that was like 26 reading the book? Well,
there it is.
That's our mom
I always
box
said
right there.
We should be writing the book so that a 28-year-old single dude on an airplane would want to read it.
And I said, I don't care about those 28 single dudes.
I know, but you know what I mean. I was like, we're going to.
It's funny.
Thank you, Michael, for making my dream
come
true.
Yeah. Thanks, Michael. Did we podcast?
I think we podcasted.
I think so, too.